All right, point of inspiration for you. Now, we're going to pick up where we left off. As the party gets ready for this new leg of the race against time. Let me put you back onto Kresik.
So, when we left the Abbey, I think our plan was to go shopping with Eugene, the artificer. And we had a small shopping list of stuff that we'd like to acquire. And then we were going to head to the evacuation village early, if I recall correctly. And then hopefully get that mission done and still have time to go find the Torinescu's and the amulet.
I seem to remember Eugene being a blacksmith, not an artificer, but...
Oh, well, I don't know. He can manufacture items. Yeah.
Maybe I'm misremembering. I don't know.
I mean...
Why not both? He
said. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I would like a sword gun, please.
It does say Eugene is able to manufacture items up to rare. So, okay.
Oh, that's dope as hell. God damn it. All right, keep talking. Get my shopping list ready.
First up is going to be Eugene's workshop.
Sounds like it.
All right.
So you said gun sword. Gibbs, do you know anything about Warhammer 40K?
No, I don't.
Okay, I still have that flintlock pistol that Rictavio gave me.
Should ask for ammo.
How much do I have to pay you to let me turn it into a custodian spear?
Look, I'll allow it. Also, I don't know Warhammer, but I know Gunbreakers from Final Fantasy. That's all I need. All right. Let me move you all to Eugene's workshop and get some ambience.
Oh yeah, I'm all attunement out. I forgot.
You're all tuned out?
Yeah. The sword requires attunement, the gauntlets of ogre power. But what else requires attunement that I'm not seeing? Ah, the pearl of power, of course. So whatever I get has to not require attunement.
Let's see. There you go. My playlist is a mess. But will I change it? Eventually. When I'm done procrastinating.
I'll get around to being done procrastinating eventually.
Finding the workshop or the blacksmith is a bit of a task. You expect it to be out in the open. standard roof and massive forge with a chimney. But everywhere you point, you only see common traders. The knights point you in the right direction, into a massive stone building. More specifically, the basement of said massive stone building. The heavy workshop doors creak open, and for a moment, all you hear is the low thrum of machinery. A deep, steady pulse like a metal heart beating beneath the floor. Then the lights hit. Inside, this workshop is nothing short of the impossible. Pipes of brass and copper snake along the walls and ceiling, hissing with steam and glowing faintly with contained arcane energy. Massive gears turn in slow, deliberate rhythms, interlocking with surgical precision. Every surface hums, clicks, or vibrates. Nothing here seems to be ever still. It'd probably be a bit overwhelming for you guys. Clockwork automatons line the room in various states of assembly. Some are humanoid, their skeletal frames exposed, pistons for muscles and crystal lenses where their eyes should be. Others are stranger still, spider-like machines clinging to the walls, floating orbs stabilized by spinning gyros, mechanical arms suspended from rails and move with eerie autonomy. One of them is going to suddenly snap to life, turning its head with a soft whirring sound, tracking your movements before tapping the only living person inside of this workshop, a dwarven man with thick goggles, his face covered in soot, his beard blackened with grease. As he becomes aware of your presence, he stops pounding away at a piece of metal and lifts up his goggles, squinting his eyes at you.
Who are you? Pretty sure I don't have any pending appointments today. You better have a darn good reason to be interrupting my work.
Felix looks around. Yeah. The general sent us. He said you could help us get equipped.
Arsinome, you're going to recognize the voice that comes from this man. It seems to be the same one that came from the cube that you found in the flashback 200 years ago. The complicated puzzle that once you solved it just mocked you and then went still.
Would this be the Dwagar's voice?
Yes. He scratches his head.
General Kreskov? Oh, I heard of you. You're the Mistwalkers, right?
So we've been called.
That's what everybody else keeps calling us.
All right. Please, tell me some good news. Are any of you from Everon?
Not me. Faerun here. You? I think one of us is from somewhere.
Not Everon.
No? No, Everon.
Afraid not.
Fucking shite. I've been waiting for someone from Everon to get stuck here with me. I need some news, goddammit. I disappeared in the middle of a huge war. I'm dying to see who won.
God, the lore nerd in me is screaming. I want you. All right.
Quick, retcon. Retcon envisions backstory.
Nope, we're not doing that. Oh, you mean the last war? You mean the war between... Fuck. All right, we're fine. So what is it you can offer us exactly?
The same thing I offer the knights in this place. Deadly firepower and protection unrivaled. You know those cannons outside of the walls? Those are my inventions. Brought them over from my homeland. You should have seen the look on the vampire's face when I first installed them. used to ballistas, those fuckfaces. Suddenly, huge arcane shot in their face, blown away into smithereens. Ah. Oh, God, I loved it.
I think we encountered some of the Jerkandon's handiwork on the road on the way here. Quite impressive.
Arsenal's going to take out Rictavio's flintlock, and she's going to say, does this design look familiar to you?
That sounds like the kind of firepower my place had about 50 years ago. We use cartridge munitions now. This flintlock stuff, very slow. Not from my world, but probably someone closer to our level of technology. But no offense from you, Faerun primitives.
None taken.
Well, this primitive pistol gave Strahd pause when I shot him in the face with it.
I bet it did.
Right, so you're saying you can craft magical and wondrous objects for us?
Absolutely. Arcane wonders galore, I'm here.
Okay, bag of holding, please.
Sure thing. I'll need to charge you for the costs, by the way. Materials are not free.
Fine.
But I'll give you a good discount. If you're fighting the good fight. Task is simple, right? We kill the tyrants sitting their arse inside that throne room, and we all get to go home. I need to go back to where I was before. I don't know how long has been since then, but I assume those Ducanids still need their ass kicked.
I'm okay.
You watch this, he takes out a little book from below his desk and places it on the table.
You can ask questions to my good automaton right here. I put a mouth on him so he can talk. He's not very social, but he can answer your basic questions. Assembly cost, time for collection, stuff like that.
Bag of holding. And I would love for Ambition to actually write Bag of Holding so in such a large print that it occupies the entire piece of paper. She's one of those.
Let
I feel like it's
get the
like,
cost for you.
To the group above board, I feel like a Bag of Holding is a fair request for the party, right?
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
A bag of holding. Let's see here. Discount applied. The automaton is going to reply to you. 500 gold.
One we can day do of that. Work. We can do that, right? Huh?
I'll see.
We have about 1,700 gold. So that would be a big chunk of our existing. I think TK or Ilya wanted to have his armor enchanted if he could. And
I'm taking either my armor or a shield. I really need a upgrade in the defense department here.
You could probably get the armor enchanted for less for the material cost because you're providing the base piece. So.
That's what I'm hoping, yeah. Possibly a single shield.
I could use I was thinking silver-tipped arrows, but if he could do magical, maybe we could figure something else out.
Might I recommend a quiver of some kind?
We might.
Quiver of holding.
No, they have, like, efficient quivers and that kind of thing. They're actually really cool.
I actually have no idea about magical ranged weapons.
The machine will tell you a plus one enchantment on an armor will be 900 gold plus the cost of the armor if not provided. Shield is 400 gold. Shielded weapons. 100 gold for 20 arrows, silver tipped arrows. Sorry to interrupt. What were you saying?
No, that's all right. How much, if I provide the armor, if you were to smelt in some adamantine to help against critical hits?
See here.
And you said 400 for a plus one shield. I wonder if we could swing even a plus two, which is rare.
How much will this buy me?
We also have a spare suit of Ravenloft plate, which we could probably trade in for some money if we need to.
Oh, yes.
Plate ain't cheap. We might get a good price for it.
Eugene will look at the precious cat. I'll make you your gun lance for free.
Arsenal's just going to dump her 8 remaining flintlock shot onto the table and say, how much to silver these?
Oh, just a silver bit of piss.
Easy.
The automaton will let you know, Ilya, that adamantine cannot be enchanted. You can have an adamantine armor, which costs 1,000 plus the cost of the armor, or an enchanted armor. Like plus one bonuses and such.
Right. How much would it be for a plus two enchanted shield? Just the shield.
A plus two enchanted shield will be 2,300 gold after discount.
We might want to forget. Yeah. We'll put that on the back burner. Yes.
Any vampire banks nearby that we could rob?
You know, it's the funniest thing. I haven't seen a single bank this entire time.
Well, we haven't spent a lot of time in big cities, but yeah. Hey, I have a question. I'm not sure if this is a question for you, Gibbs, or just for anyone. For our special Barovia werewolves that you can apparently only kill with silver, does that mean that they're not, you can't do that with magic weapons as well, or it has to be silver?
So the werewolves here are outright immune to non-magical, non-silver damage. They are resistant to magical damage, and they are only basically normal to silver damage. Additionally, only silver blocks their regeneration. So you can harm them with magical weapons. They will still regenerate. And if the killing blow is not done with a silvered weapon, they will regenerate from 0 hit points.
In that case, I would like to find out what it takes to silver my existing dagger plus one and my rat pommel dagger, because neither of those are silvered, just my other normal dagger.
They would be 100 gold per weapon.
To what's the turnaround time? To silver the dagger or to purchase a new silvered dagger?
Either works. The cost of silvering a weapon is 100. Buying a silvered weapon is 100 plus the cost of the weapon. And a dagger is, what, like 2 gold? So 102 gold for any dagger.
Fair. And, Ambition just was asking, what is the turnaround time on stuff like our existing weapons just getting silvered or enchanted?
Oh. Within the hour.
Ah, okay. And can we also get a price on adding a plus one to an existing not plus one weapon?
Weapon? A plus one weapon will cost you 300 gold.
How much for a sentinel enchantment on a shield?
A sentinel enchantment. Let's see here. A sentinel shield will cost you 500 gold.
Can we do that, do you think? It would really make me more raring to go in combat and assist with us finding things.
Maybe. Depends on what we want our... what the rest of the party needs as well. My suggestion first is to make sure everyone has silvered weapons for everything that they're likely to use. After that, if we have weapons that either need to be made magical plus one, or if you want to maybe see if we can make your armor plus one or something like that, sure. I was trying to think of the best way to figure this out, because we have about 1,700 gold. It's a little bit more than that. It's like almost 1,800, but not quite. We could...
We have some platinum as well, don't we?
I was including all that. All of our coin comes out to be 1,774 gold plus a little bit of silver and copper.
Okay.
Gibbs, I have a question.
Yep.
Way back at the beginning of the campaign, I got an enchanting leather belt, and I used it on my saber. Was that a one-time use thing, or can I transfer that to a different weapon? Like, on the fly?
You can transfer it to a different weapon. You know the leather wrapping on the hilt of a weapon?
Yeah, that's what I imagined I had done with it. Okay. So I'm good on weapons because I've still got silvered saber from the...
Yeah, I've got a silver longsword. That's why I was wanting a shield. It would help with my AC and initiative scores.
If we get a bag of holding, 20 silvered arrows, we silver Arsenal's ammo, and a dagger for... for Felix, that takes us to 750.
Right there. May I request a shield? That would drop us to 200. I'm so sorry. That enchantment's the only way my initiative is going higher without an ASI.
I did not catch it. Was it 500 gold pieces for a sentinel?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would take us to 1250.
Okay. And I think the other thing that I would like to know about a price is a... no, you already got it. The silver-tipped arrows. Okay.
Yeah, that's in there. That's included in that price. So we're at $1,250, including your arrows.
So how does that all...
How much? The bag of holding, 20 silver arrows, Arsenal's ammo, a silver dagger, and a sentinel shield. Altogether is $1,250. How much if we sell this Ravenloft plate armor?
I could repurpose that. If you have price, 500 gold for it.
How about 750? It's never been worn, and it looks as though it's a bit of an antique. It's more for display purposes. It's quite a beautiful piece. I'll haggle.
Eugene is immune to haggling as a condition. Instead, he will become a failure.
Look, man, I was giving it a shot!
Tell you what, you like haggling? I like gambling. Let's flip a coin. You win, I'll give you 750. You lose, I pay you 400.
Absolutely do that.
Deal. Let's do it. Let's go.
I
choose. Fallacy.
I choose the coin. I choose the coin. I know your sort. I say his eyeball. I'll pull out a copper. All right. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Deal. Flip.
Roll a 1d2.
Yep, roll a 1d2.
One is heads, two is tails.
Damn.
Eugene will give you 400 gold in the form of 40 platinum.
For the
plates.
For the plate.
There's a part of me that wants to cheat using thaumaturgy.
Can you use your inspiration?
I was...
If it was a D20...
I wanted to point out that you have a literal silver tongue that helps with persuasion, right?
Yeah, the problem is Gibb said no.
Yeah. He did not.
To haggling.
He said it's immune to haggling, not persuasion, but okay, fine.
Okay, fine. Can I attempt to persuade the man?
Go ahead.
What? How is that different from... Okay, man. All right.
What is your persuasion here? Your haggling was that it should be worth more because it's never even worn.
Yeah, yeah. It's never been worn. It's a beautiful piece. It's meant to be put on display. I mean, it's a part of the court of Ravenloft itself. Think about how funny it would be if one of your knights walked out wearing that and approached Strahd's forces. The level of disrespect alone is worth an extra bit of coin.
You give yourself too much credit. I'm gonna smelt this piss, and I'm gonna add it to every automaton as a cut piss.
You know what? I'll take the 400. It's worth it.
Wait. I have a persuasion attempt to make. Best 2 out of 3? On the coin toss.
Eugene will shake your hand. All on red!
Double or nothing. Best 2 out of 3.
Oh, God. We're going to lose this plate. Come on, guys.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. It's not on me.
Yeah. Now we're just fucking around.
Anyway, show me one of these so-called cartridge designs. I'm curious.
They're rare, I'll let you know. Pretty expensive. Let me see what I can pass you.
Well, even if we can't afford it, I get the feeling this won't be the first or the last time that we visit the shop.
Bringing Everon items into the campaign.
I know, this is fucking me up.
Yeah, she has an anti-material rifle, which I find really funny.
No, fuck off, dog.
Does a werewolf count as material?
It's so funny you say that, because I was playing a game of Shadowrun this morning and someone shot a security guard with an anti-material Barrett 122. And, the GM looked at us and was like, yeah, it turns out, people are materials.
When the exit wound is bigger than you.
Yeah!
I will let you know, someone actually, in another campaign, the party pulled all their money together to buy their fucking anti-material rifle. Which I found really funny.
This is how we beat Strahd.
Fucking all gillied up in Barovia.
There's a part of me that wants to use the old portable hole bag of holding trick.
This is what I posted when they fired it at a target for the first time.
I already know.
Let's see, semi-automatic pistol here. Da-da-da-da. This is a 2d6 weapon with 15 shots per magazine, which means you can fire with multi-attack. 2d6 plus modifier, range 50 to 150.
Holy shit, also I want one of those as a gunslinger. I want one of those so bad.
Also with the Vex property.
I'm okay.
I didn't mean to click on the flintlock.
I'm okay.
I'm just comparing the damage here. I'm just gonna look at the gun that he hands me and look at the presumably larger flintlock. I'm just gonna raise an eyebrow at him.
I have a proposal for the party. When we sold that armor for 400, that pushed us a little bit over 2,000. So almost 2,200. Why don't we just say everybody has a budget of 500 gold pieces? We'll keep the extra 174 for incidental expenses.
Is that including the bag of holding, which is for the whole party?
It is not. I mean, it could. It would essentially be someone's bag of holding. I'm fine doing it another way too, but it just, everybody seems to have things that they want to buy, so.
Well, Arsenal's got that magic beefy shield, so she doesn't really need anything right now.
I mean, if you're foregoing you a piece, would you mind purchasing the bag of holding and I'll carry it? I need a new purse, if I'm being honest.
How much would it be to strap this flintlock on the end of a... on the end? How much would it be to strap this on the end of a lance?
Bro, you don't want it to be a lance. Trust me.
Use your enchanted leather belt to strap it on, and you got a plus one, whatever the fuck you have.
Yeah, here, I'll tell you what. Just silver pieces, enchanted leather belt, lance, flintlock. Put this all together, how much does that cost?
Eugene just looks at the array of materials you hand to him. You know, you would be a top student at the university, I teach it. I'll do it for free.
Fuck yeah.
Arsenal, buy me a purse!
Yes. Your ugliest bag of holding, please.
Gucci, please. He's a famous gnomish tailor where I come from.
Just gooey.
All right.
I like the idea of Gucci being a gnomish brand. I really like that.
Ambition, are you going to be carrying the bag of holding?
Yeah, I'll carry it.
All right, let's see here. Bag of holding.
Love me a good bag of holding.
Bag of holding. Bag of holding.
I can finally have somewhere to put all of my things that are in the cart that are still there that I can't carry around.
All right. Bag of holding for you. You wanted your silvered arrows, right, Felix?
Yeah, let's see. I was looking for silvering my existing plus one dagger and getting some silver-tipped arrows.
All right, so it'll be 200 for the silvered arrows and the silvered dagger. Oh, my bad. Sorry, I meant to enchant this with silver. There you go. Silver dagger plus one. Arrows, silvered arrows, 20. It should be in your consumables. All right, that's 700 gold. What else are you guys buying?
How much do we have left here?
By my calculations, we have 1,474 left. I would like if we could keep a little bit, a couple hundred maybe, but...
You guys, I want you to know that I'm one of those people that orders so much random shit online that I didn't know what had just arrived.
Same.
And I would like to share with you what arrived, because I think it's up your alleys. Let me take a picture. Go ahead, keep talking.
So, what was it? Bag of holding? That was 500 gold?
Yeah.
And then... what else?
And then another 200 for my dagger and my silver-tipped arrows.
Mm-hmm.
What and were then, you going to do for yours, Ilya?
Well, if all I have to spend is 500, then really all I can afford is a plus one shield.
Well, I mean, we're not necessarily keeping to the 500 per person. That was only a suggestion, and so we have like 14, almost 1,500 left.
Well, if I could swing, and we can also check our individual pockets for loose change here. I know that I have 8 gold on my character sheet. don't know what.
I got 13.
I posted him.
I would really love to upgrade my armor to that adamantine, because I can take hits for days until I take a crit, and then it's like, you know, 70 damage. And that's, you know, takes out, like, most of my hit points. If I could be immune to crits, I'd last a lot longer. And I take a lot of hits, usually.
And how much
I'd say I'd also just be happy with them.
I think that's a sound investment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that. What was the cost for that?
1,000.
If you guys don't mind, because I know that's pretty pricey, but I do think it would be worth it.
I agree, it would be worth it.
All right. Well, that leaves us with 474 gold to our names. Is there anything else we actually need, or?
Did I get my shield?
I think with our loose change, we can get it past. We can get that up to 500. We got 21 extra.
Actually, know that I have
arsenal in my pockets.
Yeah, I have 0 coin.
Oh, I've got 36 gold in my pocket.
Okay. Yeah, if we pool, we check under the couch cushions, I think we should be able to afford the shield.
Okay. Well, that puts us at like 535. So was it 500 or something?
Yep, it was 500.
Yeah, so it was 500.
So we'll have 36 gold left. That's fine. Gibbs, give me my shield.
All right. Well, first of all, here's your adamantine armor, TK.
Oh, sexy.
Ooh, nice.
And ambition. I'll add it to your inventory. Here is your sentinel shield.
Yay!
Yay.
I equip. You guys. Wait a second.
So where'd that go? There it is.
My AC is now 20. And this is my favorite part.
Well, that's a nice place your beast.
Isn't he cute?
Oh, very cute.
He's got a little mouse in his mouth. I love him.
Wait, I need to take a picture of my favorite plushie. Anything else you guys want to get?
He's got fluffy little toe beans.
I actually found, I realized I have my old plate armor. It's not as pretty as the Ravenloft, but I do have my old plate armor that we could liquidate now so we can have some money left over.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Same thing, he will pay half price, so that would be 500 gold.
Well, I mean, unless Arsenault would like to gamble.
Yeah, you know, he'll ask you, we could flip a coin.
If Onu was here right now, he would gamble all of our gold away.
Yes, he would. Actually, I wouldn't mind a plus one shield. We'd still have 100 left over.
Do it.
Okay, we'll do it. I'm just going to delete that off my sheet.
What's the mathematic value or mathematical value of advantage? Is it just plus two?
It's a plus five, typically.
Okay, so in that case, my initiative is technically a plus four. Cool.
I watched somebody give an entire math lecture about that.
I love that, because...
It's different based on what the original was.
Yeah, so like if I roll initiative, I bet I can roll above a six now. Wouldn't that be cool? for the first time in this campaign, please.
Yeah, for a D20 with advantage, I think you end up getting roughly 3.5 extra points on average. But interestingly, your most common roll is going to be actually, I might have that wrong part, the most common roll. But yeah, you get roughly about 3.5, or I guess that makes it 4 average bump on your rolls. It's just pretty.
So you're saying that I have a passive perception of 24?
No, but I am saying that if you have to roll for perception, then it basically you could count on average getting about a plus 4.
Cool.
And sometimes more.
Your passive perception is the equivalent of 20. I believe if you get advantage as a default to an ability check, your passive goes up by 2, if I recall. So your passive perception should be 22 at the moment.
That's fun. Ambush me, Gibbs.
I'm going to plop my ring of mind shielding on the counter, and I'm going to say, I'm not looking to sell this necessarily, but what can you tell me about this ring? I believe that there's a consciousness inside it. How can I get in touch with it?
Let me see. It's inhabited. Judging by the arcane signature on this, probably for a long time. At least 200 years or so. They're probably silent because they've just gone quiet after being stuck here so long. My guess, the ring will eventually activate when you are in the presence of something they recognize. Something that stirs up the consciousness inside.
Okay. We'll keep it around then.
Oh yeah. There it is. My favorite plushie.
Oh, that's awesome.
You wanted a plus 1 shield, is that right?
I just upgraded mine. If that's all right.
That works too. It's easier if I do this. Then I can automate the enchantment so I can increase it if you upgrade in the future, which I assume will be the case. There you go.
Okay.
Automate it.
Also, why did you say I don't want it to be a lance? Or lance is bad?
Oh, it's just the properties of a lance are kind of meh.
I mean,
if you have a great weapon master, the heavy property is useful.
It's a heavy reach two-handed weapon.
Yeah.
It's also not strength. It's not dex-based.
Yeah, that would. That would put a damper on things.
Which is why I think, yeah. I love this little guy so much, Gibbs. I love him.
cute patootie.
His toe beans are squishable. They actually have like little beans behind the toes. Little toe beans. Sorry, I don't have a real cat anymore, so. Oh, shut the fuck up. I have a complaint about lances, and it's specifically because there is a canon squad of gnomish knights that ride mastiffs wielding lances, and per D&D 5e mechanics, they would not be able to wield the lance effectively, and it really bothers me.
Any other business here in the shop or even in the town?
I think I'm set. Good to go. We should probably tell Barbara we're leaving for a little bit.
She probably doesn't care. She's in the Abbey.
Yes, and she's turning into a vampire.
Likely barely conscious.
Likely barely has a soul.
Yeah, thing.
We're saying these things in front of Ilya and the paladin, so it's like,
I'm too busy hitting my armor and listening to the sound of it ring.
Ilya, you good over there, buddy?
Ding, ding, ding.
Eugene just keeps spouting exposition while he works. You know who else barely has a soul? Duquesne.
God damn it! He's not wrong, though!
He just lets out an exasperated sigh as he continues pounding away at his forge. Would it be that someone from Everon came along and got my references?
I'll tell you what. If I die, I'll come back as a dwarven artificer just for you.
Before you leave, Eugene actually has two things he would like to give you for free.
I swear to God, if one of them is a bag of holding.
By the way, I got two goodies I'd like to give you. Be wise about where to use them, all right?
Okay. What are they?
Let's call them fuck you orbs.
Fuck you orbs. I like it. What do they do?
Well, goddamn it, Gibbs.
Did you just give me a grenade? I'm so happy.
I've been trying to reinvent them. They're very difficult to manufacture here. These are just field tests. Not as powerful as the ones I have back home, but I figured. I'm moving on to version 2, so you can have the old ones here. And he gives you two of this.
Oh, this is so nice.
Boom.
Well, I don't particularly need things that go boom. How about the rest of you? Who wants these?
I was just trying to think. I'll take them.
God, getting sneak attack on a grenade.
Those look fun.
Make sure you read the directions properly.
Yeah,
When it says pull pin and throw, it doesn't mean throw the pin.
This should have been more clear.
First attempt at using one without instructions.
Exactly.
All right, I will add those grenades to your inventory.
Cool, thank you.
Feelings.
I would like to share with you all that my roommates have started purchasing gamer slips regularly, and I am currently about to ingest a flavor called incel tears.
I'm happy for you.
There's also anime girl thigh. And my favorite is actually a flavor called Sploosh.
They ripped that off
from holes?
That's from holes.
It's actually peach? From so GamerSubs does what G Fuel does, where they team up with streamers, and the one who got the Sploosh flavor is a hentai voice actress. So it looks like Sploosh. I don't know how else to explain it. It tastes like piña colada, though, so we're good. All the flavors are horny. They're all horny or meme-y, every single one. Anyways, who got the grenades? Who's carrying the grenades?
I got
the Felix.
Oh, hell yeah, Felix. Do we need to avoid submerging these in water, or is there anything that would cause them to be less functional?
Oh, they're fine. They're airtight. They're not going to work well in water, but don't worry about getting them wet.
Okay. And do we need to light them? Is there a fuse, or...?
No. You just pull this pin right here. You squeeze this handle, and then you throw it. You have 3 seconds before it blows up.
3 seconds? Okay.
Not three, not five.
Felix, are you getting this down?
Yeah. I'm paying attention.
I believe in you.
The number of the counting shall be three.
Thank you. Thank you. In my head, I was going, one. A two. I was thinking about the Tootsie Roll owl.
Piece of shit owl. Yeah.
That owl is my childhood. How dare you?
I felt the anger and I like it.
Yeah, it was my childhood too, but if anybody ever did that to me, that's grounds for a playground beatdown.
Eugene, was it? Wondering if you might have any advice on how to deal with the werewolves of these lands.
The werewolves? Trying to come up with more efficient things, but they're pretty damn tough. Right now, all I have are my silver-mounted cannons on top of the walls. On a more personal level, nothing really.
Understood. Thought it would be worth a shot to ask.
If you can get your hands on more munitioned weapons, I can cut them in silver, the bullets, I mean. But that would be more of a thing for you and you only. I don't have enough advanced materials to mass-produce these kinds of weapons. Not that it matters. These knights, they've been training their whole lives the way they are. I don't think they're going to suddenly change an entire training regimen to become proficient in rifled munitions, you know?
Not, at least not without a proper training montage.
I can I make know. You a man. Sorry.
Look, I don't know if I'll risk it. Trust me. You put guns in the hands of people that barely know how to use them, they're more likely to shoot each other.
Make a man out of you.
I can make you a man sounds like a necromantic
anthem. Yeah, completely different thing, yeah. I was like, what the fuck am I thinking of? Oh, there it is. There's the Mulan song. Right, well, off we go, likely to our deaths. It was nice meeting you.
I'm sorry, I just had the mental image of, like, a surgeon doing top surgery on somebody, and they're playing I'll Make a Man.
That's my headcanon.
Right. I'll negotiate the details of this gun lance weapon with you, Gibbs.
Yes. But either way, it's creating a new item, which you can do with Eugene, will take a few days. So it won't be ready for your village rescue, either way. You can work on it during the week.
I'll hand over the enchanted leather thing and the flintlock for now, then. And then we'll just not use those.
It tastes like an orange Julius.
Oh my god.
The incel tears. Yeah, no, that's what it tastes like.
If we don't have anything else in the town, then I guess we are headed off to the village to meet up with the mayor, the burgermeister, or whatever.
Yes, and we had some things added onto our map, but I don't know how to move to the map. Ah, there it is.
Yeah, and we have the location of that somewhere.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for on the map. I don't see where I'm supposed to be going.
Who the fuck? I'm trying to...
Senor Gibbs.
There you go. Found what I was looking for. So you guys will be going to the village now. Is that the case?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. In that case, Eugene bids you farewell, and you walk out of the shop happy with all your new toys. You see the dwarf just sit back down on his bench, pour himself a glass of whiskey, and lament. All these Severon lore and no one to talk with.
get fucked, nerd! I've had an idea in my head for a character concept of like a goblin hot rodder artificer.
You can play the new Unearthed Arcana race for Mind Goblins.
You know, I'm going to be nice and just walk into it for you. Oh yeah? Mind Goblin, you say?
Yeah. Point of inspiration for you, Julia. Thanks. My goblin is nuts.
Oh, it got me! Oh!
Hey, I got three people this week.
Hey, Gibbs, you got any CDs?
Who the hell is Steve Jobs?
All right.
Actually, Arsenal would like to take that flintlock pistol back and shoot herself with it.
Ooh, yeah, sorry. Ooh, yeah, you got that dangerous look in your eye. I'm going to just drag you along. We're walking now. Ooh, yeah, sorry. No time for suicide. We'll do that later.
Eyes the flintlock longingly.
If only she looked at me that way. Oh my god. Discord is being a bitch right now.
When is it not?
We all need to go back to IRC chat rooms and TeamSpeak.
Gibbs, they don't have Tomboy Sweat, but they do have a Gym Rat Girl towel.
All right. Let me put you guys back out on the road.
I'm really excited for the new flavor of hot dog water.
What? I feel like you cost me, like...
Psychic damage.
Psychic damage. Right now.
I'm very good at that. Sorry. I might have accidentally rolled an IRL bard. So, where is this village on the map, exactly?
I'm trying to load the map. It's stuck at 98% on my end.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry.
Does that happen to you, Michael? I have been having that issue a couple of times. A map will, for some reason, always get stuck at 98%. And...
No. That's happened to me before, but not recently.
Well, I'm in the opposite end. Never happened to me, and suddenly it's like happening really often now.
I recently connected my all my stuff to Amazon S3 bucket, which is also connected to my computer. So basically anything that I put into my regular files becomes immediately available on my server. Not having to upload to the server individual things has been so nice.
Oh my god, you guys, the teeth are actually hard and kind of sharp on the Displacer Beast Kitten.
My goodness.
I love this thing more than I do any Pokemon ever.
Let me close my forge and open it again. It's not normal to be stuck this long.
Yeah, Discord's, like, eating shit for me right now. I want you guys to know that. Every time someone posts a message, it's, like, loading messages. Hey, Gibbs, do you want the IT rundown?
Sure.
All right, have you tried turning it on and off again?
That's what I'm trying right now. And it's going to work. There you go. I'm here. Now I load it instantly.
Hey!
If you guys need a reminder... seconds.
Uh-oh, that moved.
I'm helping you guys reorganize so you can remember this better. So this is werewolf territory, and you have the location of one of the werewolf dens. Let me make them red. Is somewhere here. I made it red so it's easier for you guys to note it.
And what about the village that we're supposed to go and save? Or evacuate, I guess.
The village will be here. I'm going to mark it green.
Okay.
There you go.
So that's what that wolf-looking thing on the map was. We had been debating that, remember?
Yep.
Oh, lol. Yeah, I see that now. Okay. So it looks like we can travel along the western road a bit before heading up north. Does that sound good to the rest of you?
Road is most likely watched by werewolves if we're trying to get up there sneakily. We should probably leave Kresik not on the road. Like,
let's say you to leaving the cart behind.
Yeah, I don't think we necessarily need the cart at this point, do we? Especially not because you have a bag of holding.
Yes. I'm going to cram all of our foodstuffs into the bag of holding.
Don't lose it.
What? No, I could never. It's Gucci.
I thought it was Dolce & Gabbana, but fine.
Dorfe & Gabbana.
That's actually Timu.
God, go home. Go home, Timu, you're drunk. okay, so we leave the car behind. It'll save us a little bit of time, Or should we bring it with us in case they need additional help? Maybe they have injured, or...
No, I think we should leave it.
Yes, you're right. We should leave the injured behind. Yeah. I agree. Very practical.
They have carts at the village, I'm sure.
Yes. Everyone knows during war times, resources are plentiful.
Well,
I lean in to Felix. That was sarcasm.
It was.
Yes, you'll never know with you.
If you really never want to bring the cart, we can, but we're going through the forest here, so it's going to be hard going, I think.
I agree. It would be rather problematic. We'll leave it behind. We'll pay the stable master for however long we need to keep our horse fed. Feed Harry. How much will that run us, Gooch?
An unpaid mission, I think the general can stable our horses.
Yeah, your horses will be stable without any additional cost, don't worry.
Okay, just making sure I'm not leaving another pet behind in another D&D campaign to die horribly. Don't worry, I don't have trauma about this. It's fine.
Speaking of, whatever happened to the people we came into Barovia with?
Oh, yeah, they're dead. They're way dead.
I think they kind of just fell off the plot. I don't remember.
They left. We went one way and they went a different way. We never saw them again. So they're probably dead.
Canonically, the bard died gruesomely inside Death House.
As well they should have. Oh, yeah. As well they should.
The bard and the other rogue.
Wait, you had a second rogue?
Yes.
Yeah, but not a very good one.
Who hates
in my mental canon? They tried to have a quickie in the water closet, and the toilet in there was a mimic.
Maybe they I thought the bard drowned in a bathtub.
I like this for them.
No. They were having a quickie, but they got overwhelmed by a swarm of rats.
Mm. Yeah. The reason they left was the stupidest thing, Julia.
Oh my God, yeah.
They got angry about me tracking costly material components for spells. They were angry about a lot of things. Including that they wanted to level up after every two fights.
No, I mean, that's how D&D works.
So basically, you're supposed to come out of Death House at level 10, by that logic.
Yeah.
Every room is a fucking fight. Anyways, but they wanted to cast a spell. I forget the spell, but it's the one that allows you to make holy water.
Ceremony.
Yeah, and it costs like 100 silver to get the material components. And I said, you can cast it for free once. I assume you have the components at the start of the campaign. But if you want to cast it multiple times, you need to buy more of the material components. Because the spell specifies that it uses the components. And they're,
request.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, are you tracking material components? That's such a drag. And I was like, well, only for this kind of spells. Because that's the balance of the spell. They're powerful and they give you a lot of things, but they cost money to cast. That's the way they balance it. Like resurrection, you know? It costs 500 gold to resurrect someone. And he was just angry about it. Like, I wouldn't let him make an infinite supply of holy water vials.
I'm sorry, what class was he?
A bard.
Okay. I don't know how he got set. It's fine.
This guy also went on a diatribe about how he was entitled to have, what's that horrible spell? Silvery barbs?
And how no, that spell's amazing! It's so good! It's part of the meta!
Basically, sorry. I'm paying for this game, so I should get to use this horrible spell.
It is... At tables where silvery barbs is allowed, I will admit to having almost no sense of danger. Like, I've got another game I play in on Fridays that I play a wizard, and the entire party is casters. I have 26 HP at level 10. And I have not been hit in the entire campaign.
Well.
Because of silvery barbs. And shield, of course.
Speaking of, I wouldn't be buying any fucking adamantine armor if we were playing with it, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, no, you're good.
I mean, there's a horrible balance of the spell aside. I don't like it anyway because it's one of those spells that delays combat.
Yeah, it doesn't improve things. It makes things take longer.
Yeah, it makes things take longer and it's frustrating. And the whole advice of like, well, if you just be the type of DM that uses this against your player. No, that just makes them more frustrated. Like,
yeah. Speaking of sense of danger, a few weeks ago, I was running a session for my table, still my first time DMing a campaign. I put them up against a boss, and I gave the boss one charge of fireball. They're level 3. And I figured, you know, fireball has this much damage, but half of that, they can all survive that easily. So, you know, it'll be a big spectacle moment, and it'll, like, you know, scare them, but it won't actually get anybody killed. No, I cast fireball, rolled like what was it, 4 sixes or something.
Oh no.
And then all of them failed their dex saves.
Bro.
So I knocked unconscious 4 out of 5 party members. The only one who was left up was the wizard.
So
So I mulliganed that one. I said, okay, we're gonna roll back around. And keep going from there. That was really, really funny, but also really awkward because I'm like, oh.
That's what, in my opinion, that's what DM screens are for. Like,
yeah.
Flub that roll.
Yeah.
Like, lie. Just take the average.
Yeah, I should have done that. But I just rolled it back, and instead of having the firebolt go off immediately, I was like, okay, this is a charge up attack now. You all have exactly 1 round to get the fuck out of the way.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I actually think that's fun.
Yeah. 2 of them still got hit by it, by the way.
This does not surprise me.
This is what happens when a new DM is DMing for a bunch of new players.
Okay. So, we're going to make our travel, yes?
Yes.
Let's do this.
All right. Let's see here.
I'm sneaky, you guys.
I've been sitting here watching Tobey Maguire Spider-Man blown up by a grenade over and over and over again.
I know. Exactly.
I love Tobey Maguire Spider-Man so much.
All right. Choose your travel pace.
Are we choosing to go fast, normal, or slow?
Yep. We have time, right?
Yeah, we can actually go slow. Yeah.
Gotta be sneaky, Charlie.
Yeah.
Sneaky! We gotta be sneaky, Charlie.
I'm gonna try not to step in a bucket in the middle of the woods.
Somehow I think I'd find a way.
We have to roll for every step we take, every move we make.
I'm like the freaking Tin Man in Wizard of Oz.
Oh. I mean, Ambition's got a negative dex score. And wearing plate. So sneaky, you guys. Okay, so pretty sure slow pace means that we have advantage on stealth checks, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you get to roll stealth.
Fine.
And you get advantage on perception checks.
Oh, cool. But I already have that.
So that's +2.
You get double advantage.
I don't think it works like that.
That's how we've been house ruling it, right?
if you have.
Yeah, any additional sources of advantage is a plus two on top of it.
Yep, that's good to know.
Oh, God.
Did you see that roll?
Why would you be the one to roll stealth for the party?
Oh, for the party? I thought we were doing average. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Hey, shit-ass, check out this stealth roll.
Yeah! Hey! Hey, look at how stealthy I am! I'll give you guidance, Felix.
Oh.
Wait,
you fall down some switchbacks, and just the sound of your armor.
Yeah.
Major, I'm trying to sneak through the forest, but the clap of my blade, adamantine blade is too loud.
I'm solidus ambition.
Unfortunately, no guidance when it comes to trouble, because you're busy with your own role. unless you want to have guidance as your role, contributing to the party.
No, you're good.
That's...
It'll be a 19.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and here's our perception. It'll actually be a plus two to that, so 31. Gibbs, it's happening. Gibbs, it's happening. Gibbs, the build has come online.
When ambition looks into the void is the one that blinks.
Goddamn right. I like to see the fabric of the cosmos and understand the purpose of life. Please and thank you.
Hey, Eugene, I can see your house from here. His house is in Eberron. Laugh.
You're not getting one.
All right.
Yeah, that's okay.
What is Ilya and Arsino contributing for the skill checks?
Come on, you guys.
I will persuade any potential enemies to not look at us.
Bro, I swear to God.
I'm going to look big and menacing as I walk by and scowl at any wildlife I find. I'm using intimidation.
That works. That will help if any of your potential encounters are sentient and intelligent.
Well.
Nice.
My angry eyes are not cutting it today.
Yeah, you've got angry eyes. You're pulling that off, but the ooh-woo face, that's killing it. Arsino, do you want to do like an athletics to help us keep pace or something?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I just thought I'd offer you a skill check that you can actually use.
What to contribute here?
Irina was the one that rolled athletics back then. All right. We can see which half of the party is carrying the other here.
Yep, sure can.
All right, let's see. Because you're moving slow and with stealth, you're half as likely to encounter anything. Everybody roll me 2d20s and we'll take the higher value.
How about that nat 20?
That means you, by default, do not have an encounter.
Oh, that was only one.
Have I ever explained these esoteric rules of travel?
Now, does my natural one No, it was the higher, thank God. I was going to say,
yes.
If I rolled a natural one, would it normally...
Yeah, that's a guaranteed 20? Encounter. Yeah, it does. So, usually we take average. Higher than 10 means no encounter, but you have a nat 20 in the roll, which means no encounter by default. Your first day of trouble...
You're welcome.
...will be uninterrupted. Sorry, your first half of the travel will be interrupted. 4-hour stretch. Next stretch, same thing. D20s again.
Now I rolled the nat 20.
Nice. Hey, that's my boy.
Big rolls. You managed to pass through the frozen forest without anyone noticing you. You do not run into anything. The road north is little more than a suggestion beneath the piling snow. Each step forward feels like you need to earn it. Your boots sink deep into the drifts hardened by the biting wind. The winter curse clings to you, seeping through fur, leather, and steel alike. The wind howls constantly. This is just the beginning before the storm. Cannot imagine how harsh it would be once it hits. Your muscles burn, your fingers grow numb despite the constant movement, but eventually you reach the village of Keltivar. Let me move you to the map. Is everyone loaded in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. I'm not. Oh, there it is.
The DM is never late. They arrive precisely when they need to.
The village emerges quietly from the snow. A handful of wooden cottages huddled close together, the timber walls darkened by age and weather, roofs bowed under the weight of frost and snow. Thin trails of smoke curl from crooked chimneys. You see rough-hewn fences that mark a wall, crudely protecting this place from the horrors of the outside. At first, when your silhouettes emerge from the snow blindness, the few people that stand guard seem to panic for a moment, but seeing that you're not werewolves, they relax. You see a man in a metal helmet and very crudely put together leather armor wave over to you from a watchtower.
Hail, friend! General Kresik sends us. Kreskov. Crisco. General Crisco.
General Sensio.
Yes?
Oh, does that mean we're evacuating?
It is time to evacuate, yes. We're here to aid you and safeguard you on the trip.
Thank goodness. I will get... I will get Mayor Agnes. Please, come on inside.
Understood. Is this actually a human being here on the outside?
Yes.
Hello. And who might you be?
She walks away from you.
She's got like a little art gallery there.
No, hold up. I was just going to say it might be better if you stay within the walls during the evacuation period. It's fine. I'm gonna walk inside. What's the mood? What's the mood of these people?
These people seem to be barely hanging on to hope. You can see that a lot of the outside of the walls are covered in werewolf claw. None of them seem to be too injured, though. You've fought the werewolves. You've seen the type of damage they do to the mighty stone walls of Kresik. If the werewolves wanted, they could have razed this village to the ground. You get the sense that what General Kreskov said is true. They're probably waiting for reinforcements to come so they can enact an ambush.
It's more about killing the reinforcements than it is about the town itself.
They're bait.
If I might look at... I want to make sure no one's capable of eavesdropping, but... It looks like they could have raised this place at any possible moment. Is it possible that there's more going on here than the general said? Is there a mole waiting to be planted within Kresik itself?
Someone's feeling paranoid. But it's entirely possible.
I mean, with what we've experienced, why wouldn't I be?
It's not paranoia if they're out to get you, or you're in Barovia.
Yes, see? Felix gets it.
What are you going to do, go around and prick every single refugee with a silver needle?
I mean...
Not a bad idea.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it, actually. I tell you what.
My blade is as sharp as ever.
Your blade? How many enchantments do you have on your blade?
Yeah, who needs enchantments when you've got guns like these? Oh, wait, I gave up the gun, too.
Does Eugene have autism? Please tell me he does.
I think all the way guy has autism.
It's a step required for
500 gold pieces.
My blade.
Yeah, exactly. Now you know what I asked.
My blade.
My blade.
My autistic dwarves.
So you know it's good. Oh, by the way, he arrived too. One second. I'll take a. Hey, you keep talking, you guys.
So do we all just funnel them through the gates and poke them all with needles?
All right. Eventually, someone will come to greet you. Here.
Oh.
You see a woman... probably in her mid-60s. Her silver hair and her silver hair worn in a braid, her face lined by, well, a lot of stress and worry given her situation. She dresses simply, heavy wool layers, a fur-lined shawl, always close at hand. She speaks in a calm and steady voice as she bows her head, "Greet you." Greetings. I heard from my guard that you were sent by General Kreskov for the evacuation efforts.
That is correct. How many do you number currently?
Little over 100.
Any injured or elderly?
A handful. Yes, but we've made arrangements. We have prepared some armored carts. They won't protect us if the werewolves decide to rip into them, but they'll buy time.
Understood. We'll be trekking through the forest. Oh, go ahead.
I expected much greater numbers of knights. We've heard of the attacks on other villages during their evacuation efforts. No offense.
Unfortunately, sure the general's forces are stretched thin at the moment, and we volunteered to aid.
Don't worry, this guy here is worth 100 knights. I tap on TK's armor. Just ting, ting.
A little bit of a smile.
Well, I have faith in the general. If this is the plan, then we'll stick to it.
Leaving under night cover of night in order to increase our chances of traveling stealthily. Could you please inform your people to remain quiet and not take any belongings that aren't absolutely essential? We'll be traveling light.
Understood. It's also to my understanding that we'll be using the storm to shield our escape, is that right?
That is correct, yes. That's which I estimate will... I'll look up at the sky. Can I make a nature check?
Go ahead.
Donka, donka. It's a 15.
Ambition. The storm seems to be arriving on time, judging by how quickly the temperature has been dropping over the past couple of days. You can expect it to arrive 2 days from now.
Understood. It looks like the storm is on schedule. Are there any deeds or actions that you need us to aid with here in the village before we depart?
Yes. There is something imperative before we are able to make that trek. The storm will help us hide from the werewolves, but there is something in these northern forests that will only be empowered by the storm. And we cannot hide from it, that I guarantee you. If we encounter it, we could sustain heavy losses. It would be best to kill this creature before we embark.
What sort of beast are we talking about? Yes.
At some point, I assume a normal winter elemental corrupted over the many years by this horrid curse put upon by the Count Strad. We call them the permafrost demon. They have grown twisted. They prowl this forest, attracted to heat. They will snuff out any flame or any source of warmth, killing those within ourselves.
I'm sorry, you said they. Are you using it in the singular or in the plural?
Plural. They tend to break apart into smaller elementals sometimes.
How could we manage to... Yeah.
We're not sure. We've never really fought it properly. If we ever encounter it, we always just run back here. But I assume during evacuation that will not be option.
Very well.
Well, if it's attracted to warmth, I can make a diversion.
You are, in fact, the only warm blood here.
Arsene's just going to snap her fingers and make some sparks.
That's cute.
I don't assume you guys are proficient in the art of creating large fires.
Oh, I'm so proficient in that. That is actually one of my favorite things to do.
We were born for this.
Oh.
One of our potential party names was the Fire Starters.
So, how about we walk maybe an hour or two's distance into the forest, we make a large bonfire, and we draw them out. Yes?
Yes, that ought to work. Be careful.
Have none of your villagers ever fought back? Are any tips or any other information that you could give that would be helpful to us?
It seems to be weak to fire, but it is double-edged sword. It will attack you with ferocity if it sees you wielding any flame.
God damn it, Doctor Who.
No, don't worry about it.
Arsenal's just going to elbow Ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like I will be needing your healing magic soon.
And I'll be happy to provide it.
Yeah. You know, I still have a flask of special super secret alchemist fire. Just saying.
Very well.
Snowy day.
What time in the day is it currently?
Let's see. You embark in the morning after spending probably an hour or two with Eugene. You travel for 8 hours to get here. So it'll probably be around 3, 4 p.m.
Okay. You want to go handle it now, you all? Or would you prefer to take a brief respite?
I think I'm fine. Good to go.
Might as well get it over with.
I mean, we'll be ended up, it'll probably be evening by the time we get there and get things set up, and then they will have to come at us, which will take them some time. It might be better to rest here, stay here in the night, and get started early in the morning.
Fair enough.
I can agree with that.
Enough.
May we inquire as to lodging?
Of course. We'll set up one of the cottages for you. There's a few empty ones. We've lost a handful of people over the past couple of weeks.
Oh, how unfortunate. Any of note? Any recent attacks or injuries from recent attacks?
Any attempts we make to stray too far from the walls, we are typically attacked by werewolves. But always cost us a handful of lives. A few desperate souls have tried to evacuate on their own. None of them make it.
any recent attack survivors here within these walls.
Well, we have two surviving caravan guards currently in recovery.
I'm a bit of a healer myself. If you don't mind, I'd love to take a look.
Very well. Please make yourselves at home.
Thank you. I have a question, though. With all of the impending werewolf attack danger, I would have thought that most of you would have been inside the protection of the walls, but we saw someone outside, not necessarily engaged in anything in particular. Do your villagers make a habit of hanging out around outside the protection of the walls?
We have enough good view that we have some warning ahead of time. No one wanders too far that they cannot rush back in before trouble arrives.
I see. Thank you.
But for the most part, it's not needed, I suppose. The werewolves only attack when we move probably further than a mile from our village. They attack at night as well, but I assume it's mostly for the purpose of torture and intimidation. My guards, pains me to say, but I don't think they could kill a werewolf if they all tried as hard as they could. Truth be told, I assume we're only standing because they allow us to.
And why do you think that is? Why are they allowing you to live here? If they're at war with humankind, why don't they kill all of you?
That, not entirely sure.
Isn't it Strahd's MO to cause as much suffering in Barovia as possible? Could just be doing it for him.
I mean, they've been allowing this village to exist well before that werewolves aligned them to Strahd.
Well, I cannot speak too much of the past. I was not major back then, but yes.
Yeah, she's like,
I'm not that long ago. Not that long ago, we were not at war with werewolves. Not friends by any means, but we could coexist in these forests. The tribe nearest to us was, well, not that hostile that I remember.
Well, maybe we can take one for questioning. Although keeping one alive might prove more difficult than just killing it.
Turns out just killing
it was
fairly difficult in the first place, so.
Yes, our first priority is the safety of you and your people.
Don't sound so disappointed when you say it that way. Well, our first priority is your safety.
I'm not the one who's disappointed, and I'm going to look at Ambition.
I'm having a wonderful time. I don't know why you're looking at me.
Mayor Slitvina, would you say there's anything particular that your village is especially proud of, or that sets it apart from other similar villages in Barovia?
I would presume our faith.
What's your faith? Then,
well, obviously, everyone's faith is just a shadow of what it once was before the arrival of Strahd, but while everyone was always praying to the Morning Lord, our roots come from the moon instead.
Is that...
Well, at least we found our answer.
Would that be Selune?
I'm afraid that it's been so long and so much history has been destroyed that we don't even remember the name of our goddess anymore. We just called her the Lady of Moonlight.
Is there a church or a chapel or a holy ground of some sort here at the village?
Yes, there is. We have a little shrine. This would be towards the back of the village. I ask you please not to use this river for any sort of washing activity. It's considered sacred.
Understood.
I put my boot back on. Sorry. Felix, I'd be happy to accompany you to the little temple.
Yes. I definitely would like to pay my respects.
That would be lovely. There is no map for this, so we'll be using a theater of the mind, if that's okay with everyone.
Sure.
Works for me.
No! Absolutely! Sorry. I'm fine. I just wanted to make it ridiculous. I was like, I paid for this! What do you mean you don't have a map?
Look, it's not fair to give us flashbacks.
I haven't even leveled up in 3 combats!
You're giving me an aneurysm.
That character's name was well chosen. His name was Dick. Don't be Dick.
Don't be Dick.
Yeah, his whole shtick was just being the insufferable bard, and then his like IRL partner was the rogue, and her entire shtick was being in love with this shithead bard.
Oh, God.
Like, fawning over him constantly. It was so...
I'm so grossed out right now. Everything's... It'll be okay.
She had a very... I agree with my husband is my personality. By
<Damn. laughs> Oh, God.
I'm too much of a lesbian for this. All right.
We were all too much of a lesbian for that.
That's it. I'm making you honorary butch lesbians. We're starting it. We're doing this. You're all going to have 2000 zebra haircuts. Moving forward.
I mean, what makes you think I don't already?
I gotta go for like 10 to 15 minutes, so I'll be right back. Sorry.
That's fine. No worries.
I think he has to poop.
is to blow ass.
I definitely would like to pay this shrine a visit, but do you guys want to take a few minute break?
I can use a 5 minute break, go to the bathroom as well.
Yeah, I want to go check the snow.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Snow!
All right, that'll be...
I haven't had any snow in the Pacific Northwest this year.
You guys get much?
We typically get, like, we should be in our wet season right now. We call it a cold, the wet dark is what we call it, because it's like, normally this time of year it's...
just gloomy and...
It's gloomy, and it's like constant mist, if not light drizzle, and the rain is like freezing. But this year, nothing. Not a damn thing. We actually had a very dry season so far. Like, we haven't had any snow this entire winter, which is really unusual.
It's been a weird, weird season for weather. I'm hungry. I'm gonna go get something to eat.
I ate nachos. You can have the rest of my nachos.
All right. See if you can slide them through the computer.
Yeah, I went ahead and put them in the oven so they stay crisp.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We got a tiny bit of snow, but it's not actually snowing right now. I'm good with that, actually. It won't last, but...
I live on one of the steepest hills in this entire city. At the top.
We moved to this house, I think, about 9 years ago now. We actually just moved, like, one subdivision over. So our previous house was really close, but it had a very steep front yard and driveway, and literally every time it snowed or had ice or whatever, I'd fall on my ass, even just trying to go get the mail or something. So now we have a flat one, and we were discussing today how much we appreciate that during the winter.
When it snows out. Or it gets icy, I just don't leave the house. Like, the benefits of being disabled. You can just be like, yeah, no, I'm not coming into work. Why? Oh, I'll die. Well, it's not gonna...
I don't leave the house anyways for works, but yeah. Yeah.
My disability hearing is actually on the 2nd. I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, I think you mentioned... That was coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in process for 4 years. The system works, you guys. I had a meeting with my disability lawyer earlier this week on Thursday. He was like, if the judge is a rational or educated man, there is no way we... And I was like, oh, okay, so you're saying we have a shot.
Yeah.
They actually started outsourcing judges. Cases to judges in other states after COVID. Huh. So, my disability hearing, despite me being in Washington, is actually happening in Arizona. And we all know that Arizona is well known for their... for being forward-thinking.
Yeah, really. How do they do that? Is it like a federal statute or something that you have to?
It is, yes. It's by the U.S. government, not by individual states.
I'm so sorry.
But you see a judge in a state. If I lose, the lawyer did say if we end up with someone who is completely irrational, or with someone who has some sort of ulterior political agenda, then we will win on appeal. He was like, because on appeal, they look at the things that the judges don't look at. That, like, on appeal, it's a fact-based system versus an individual's opinion. So, there's that. But, yeah, 4 years I've been slumming it.
What are you hoping will happen?
Getting on disability and actually getting an income would be nice, instead of living off of $200 a month from the local DSHS. That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, especially in one of the most expensive. Like, as it stands, I've done the math, and after getting on disability, I will have to leave the Seattle area and about an hour and a half to the south in order for me to afford rent.
Hope it goes well, at least.
Yeah, same. I'm tired of living off the teat of one of my best friends. I'd love to pay her back. It was like back in 2020, busting my ass throughout the entire quarantine. And then 2021, my legs just went out.
Yeah. Oh, great timing, too, I guess, in the middle of all that stuff.
Yeah. I had also just, like, had a major upheaval in my personal life and living situation as well, so I ended up kind of being on my own, and my best friend took me in, and her partner's been helping me afford to live for the past 4 years. And I have every intention of paying her back as much as I can.
Glad you had that.
Yeah, I'm very lucky in that regard. I've always had very good friends. My family's where the bad luck is, apparently.
Well, they say, you know, you don't get to choose your family, but you get to choose the family that you make later.
Yeah. One of those people where seemingly people kind of flock to me in real life. Weird. Apparently I'm charismatic. I don't know what the fuck that means.
It means you have a greater than 10 score. Like, probably like 14, 15, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I feel like it's decent. It's aight. I'm no motivational speaker.
I mean, if you're going to be described as charismatic, you're not going to be like, oh, I'm just a little bit more than charismatic. I'm moderately charismatic.
I think I'm moderate. Yeah, it's mid. It's mid. I think I spent all my points on wisdom, if I'm being honest.
I think charisma is my dump stat. Maybe wisdom. It's definitely strength, actually. It's definitely strength.
Oh, mine's dex. Mine is dex, 1,000. Like, I'm autistic and disabled.
bro. I have the hand-eye coordination of a toddler. It's not gonna
happen. You're gonna need to give that back. You shouldn't go around with toddlers.
I think my wisdom's high because of all the fucking trauma. It's like, I've had such a life, man. Like, I've experienced more in my 35 years than some people will experience in their entire lives. Pretty cool. I'm playing a shitty Pokemon clone because I bought it years ago and it was shit when it came out, but now it's kind of mid.
Like Digimon shitty or like worse?
How dare you? I want you to know that I think I've always been a little elitist. I can remember being like 6 or 7 years old and visiting my aunt's house and using her computer with like Yahoo dial-up and arguing with kids on the official Pokemon forums that Digimon were better. Like, I remember being upset that Harry Potter was a thing because my dad raised me on D&D and Lord of the Rings. And, you know, good fantasy.
You know, it's funny. We're at the bookstore earlier this week, or this weekend. So I guess yesterday. And they had a table out of banned books. And so my youngest son was looking through all the banned books and like trying to figure out which ones he might have heard of before, like 1984, which ones he didn't.
Yeah.
And he was looking at one and he's like, and he holds up a Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. He's like, why is this banned? What is this? Did they put this on the wrong table? And I'm like, no, son. There are certain people who think that Harry Potter is Satanist. He was like, well, we already have this one, so I'm going to read it out.
I mean, technically, it's still banned in my mind. It's because J.K. Rowling's a TERF. Yeah. So.
But that makes her.
So you could have just said, yeah, people, it's because the author is a shitty person.
People ban books.
Yeah. They were banned in my home, like back in Tennessee. I can remember having to, like. What was it? I can remember stealing a copy of one of them from the local public library because they were going to burn them. They were, like, in a pile that was meant for book burns at the local Baptist church.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yep. There are also, like, science and science books, like, education books from the local public school that were in the burn pile. I love stealing those. They were basically in a cardboard box near the front door. And as a poor kid, I stole so many books from the public library. I think I still have a few on my shelf, actually.
I return.
Welcome back, buddy. Continue? I think we're still missing a couple.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Oh, welcome back, bud.
Hey. Well, Arsenio's still missing. Well, we can start from now.
Fuck him.
Let's see.
I mean, yeah, let's go ahead.
Well, Agnes will lead you to the back of the village. and you will see a pool and shrine. Even under the gray skies, the pool at the north end of the village shimmers and sparkles. Near its shore sits an old gazebo on the verge of collapse. A wooden statue of a mournful, kind-faced woman is, its paint chipped and faded, stands in the gazebo with her arms outstretched, as though waiting to be embraced. At her feet, you will see several offerings. Some seem to be simple dishes cooked and just left here. Some monetary offerings, copper, silver, and gold coins, as well as little statues of that same moon lady of varying sizes. You'll need to roll a perception because you have someone with a 22 passive perception.
Hi.
One of them will stand out to you. It's a wood carved statue that you've seen before. Well, not you, but someone 200 years ago whose eyes you witnessed through. This seems to be the same statue that Maria Taranescu was carving during your trip to the Brantifax estate.
Do you mean it's literally the same little statuette, or it's the same character? Or
it is the same statuette, the same carving pattern. Now it's weathered and old, but it is the very same.
To see better days.
And the mayor is still here with us, showing us around.
She is.
Mayor Sladvina, is there anything you can tell us about these statues, offerings from the townspeople, perhaps, or?
Well, they are just little signs of devotion that we offer to the Lady of Moonlight. Typically, when you place something here, it's left here forever. Food is swapped out, of course, but little trinkets you see, carved statues, they are meant to be part of the bigger shrine.
Interesting.
I wonder how the people would react knowing where it came from.
When you, in your evacuation plans, are you planning to evacuate any of the parts of the shrine here with you?
No, it's meant to remain what it is now.
If I might ask, is there a particular reason for the placement of the shrine, its location? Special in some way?
Well, it's the only body of water we have anywhere nearby. Rivers, lakes, they are symbolically important in our faith for the Lady of Moonlight.
This river, where is it flowing from?
Let's move to the map. Seconds.
I'll just ask the kindly woman, Satvana, do you know where this river is birthed?
She does, and she will share The river travels up further northeast, hugging the foot of the mountains. There's a beautiful waterfall at the very end of it, the source, but it's deep in werewolf territory. We have not visited there for many generations.
Can you mark that on the map for me? I'll open my map for her.
She will. Huh. You like red color or a different one for
that? That's fine. Thank you, Agnes. If you don't mind, we'll spend a few minutes in worship.
It will bring us good fortune and luck during our evacuation.
I'll kneel down and light an incense.
With that, Agnes will excuse herself as she goes to tell the rest of the people to get ready for the big move.
Felix.
Yeah.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Well, I don't think aardvarks can live in this cold.
No, no, what? What? What is an aardvark? Anyways, is it possible that Mariah left us a clue? That she's trying to show us the way.
Maybe, I mean, not us specifically.
I mean, werewolves don't measure their lifespans in the same way that we do. Possible that she grew quite wizened as she aged.
It is. I think it is quite strange that, as we noted, the wolves could have taken this village and slaughtered everyone in it at any time they wanted. But they don't approach within.
I think it's because it's a sacred site, even for the werewolves.
Except they come at night, but they don't seem to try very hard to get in.
It almost as though keeping them in fear, but not actually being willing to shed blood here.
Or they want to get in to pay their respects.
That's a bit of a stretch, but you know what? I like
it. Not if they were the Toronescues.
I'm going to walk up and tilt the statue forward and just check under it. Very gently.
Like, there's no one around that's observing us, right? So we could do a close inspection of that.
There's no one around. You will see that the base of the statue seems to have a little message carved into it.
So?
It says, for Z and R.
For Z and R.
Z, said. I'll type it in the in-game text.
Yeah, the letters. Initials to someone.
Do you know who these could be? Paul.
No clue.
Could the R be Rictavio?
No one cares about the bard.
I'm just thinking of people we know whose names start with R.
Arsene, when'd you get here?
Can I do an investigation check on that statue to see if there's anything else unusual about it? And I'm thinking if it's, you know, the wood that it's made of, or if it seems hollow, or I don't know if there's any details other than that thing, that inscription.
They don't seem to have anything unusual, Felix. The statue's not hollow, seems to be of normal pure wood. Nothing magical or unusual about it.
We could ask Agnes if she knows who Z and R might be for.
Yes.
Anybody who lived here. I mean, she's older herself.
Yeah, she's like 20. Than Barovian years. I'm going to...
High white miles, for sure.
I'm going to do two things here at this statue. First, I would like to pray. Saloon, though I know that... the divine who I am charged with... is not exactly on good terms with you. I would greatly appreciate your aid in safe keeping these on a journey. And second, I would like to cast divination.
All right, Ambition. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and cast.
Divination. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm reaching out to Saloon, and... I'll ask about a specific goal, which is, where do we find the talisman we see, the amulet we see? Is it at the base of this river?
You are cutting in and out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Where do we... I'll reach out to Saloon and ask where can we find the amulet that we...
Can you cut out again?
Oh, fucking hell. Where amulet?
¿Dónde está el amuleto?
Yes, ¿dónde está la necklace?
Let's see. What could I reveal with this?
If you want to wait until nightfall when the moon shines high, I would be okay.
That works for me. I just need to phrase it in something very, well, short and prophetic.
Yeah, you could also just show me, like, a visual indication of a moon bow in the middle of the night. It's night.
A moonbeam parts the clouds.
Yes.
Not the spell Moonbeam.
That would actually work perfectly.
Question. Does Moonbeam work indoors?
Yes.
It does, yes.
That makes no sense.
There are so many things in D&D that don't make sense. If you're gonna draw the line there, dog, there are so many other things we should talk about.
That's just the home switching systems.
Bro, can we talk about how... Can we talk about how fucking there's no interaction between a fire elemental trying to engulf a water elemental? There's no mechanical interaction. None whatsoever.
Pathfinder addresses this by adding 5 rollable tables and 5 new calculations you have to make.
I don't see how more math is helpful. Like 5e was a step in the right direction for D&D because there was less math. Like, I don't understand how adding more math back in is solution.
I don't like Pathfinder, I'll be honest. The system itself, I love
their I told you it's garbage!
I love their adventures, they're so good. And for once, they actually work out of the box right away. No prep required, which is what I expect when buying a module. But I don't like the system.
Hey, do you want to know whose character concept works in Pathfinder at this table right now with these characters?
Irina?
No. It's just Arsino. It's just Arsino.
I don't know enough about Pathfinder to comment.
Well, first off, Felix, I'm sorry, you can't even be a ranged rogue. It's just not mechanically viable. Sorry.
Too bad.
Yeah, melee rogue, sneak attack only. Sorry. Oops.
I saw a video where the guy was talking about how one of the reasons he quit playing it was because there's a lot of illusion of choice. You have all these options, but only one of them is really the one that you should do, because
only one of them's actually viable. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hate it. It's the same thing. It's one of my biggest complaints about 3.5 back in the day was the amount of choice, but how almost none of it mattered.
It's very... The gap between how powerful you can be and how weak you can be is monumental. It's only a choice if you are kind of noobish at the game and you don't know the differences. If you're aware of the impact, you're always going to choose the same things for the same build. Otherwise, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot, you know?
That's my problem with it. Like, I think Kitty and Gibbs both invited me to a game, and I started making a rogue, and I was like, what the fuck do you mean I can't be ranged? What the fuck?
No, I did run a bunch of Pathfinder games for a while when, you know, D&D was in shit because of the open gaming license. So I kind of capitalized on people shifting. I think one of the games that I ran had like a perfect example of it. 2 people played gunslingers. One of them wanted to be like a gunslinger that also did alchemy and made potions for grenades and stuff. And the other was just a gunslinger. So, yeah, like, the gunslinger, alchemist, potion maker made a bunch of choices so he could do that, you know, like a bunch of talents and feats revolving around crafting and alchemy. And the gunslinger just min-maxed his gunslinging build. Just every single point spent into gunslinging and how to make it more efficient. By level 6, the pure gunslinger was outperforming the alchemist gunslinger by like 4 times the amount of damage. It was ridiculous, the gap in power these 2 characters had. So it's like, yeah, I guess you could choose to expand your character and make him like a potion maker or a crafter, but you're sacrificing your build for it. It might work like, if the whole table agrees.
Bro, I don't think that mechanics should hinder you having a character.
One thing I did for my warlock at my table is she just really likes the idea of throwing daggers, right? So what I did is I told her, okay, what you can do, because she did Pact of the Blade Warlock, you can summon a dagger and throw it every turn and I'll let it do Eldritch Blast damage.
Nice.
because that's fucking cool.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah. No, Livy, don't you know that the thing that marshals need the most right now is more nerfs and restrictions?
Yeah, 1,000%.
And it's like, she's really married to the idea of being a warlock, and I told her, you could be a rogue, but no, she wants to be a warlock, so it's like, okay, you get Eldritch Daggers. Fuck it. We ball.
I can't, there's one thing I miss about, like, 3.5 warlocks. It was the invocation shapes. Like, being able to shape your Eldritch Blast into a cone, fucking baller as hell. Cool. Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool.
By the way, I found this meme, but just replace Night Shift with Barovia.
Get the fuck out. So, alright, so we'll wait for the moonbow. Yes. Later.
Give yourselves a long rest, although I don't think you really... No, you avoided all encounters here. So don't worry, you don't need to do anything. Get a long rest if you used any spells. Your answer will come at night, Ambition, as you revisit the shrine of the Lady of Moonlight. As you wait for your answer, you will hear a little wooden thud. And as you look down at your feet, you will see that the statue that Mariah carved seems to have tipped over. A gentle ray of moonlight from the parting clouds above shines down on it, illuminating a single letter from the message at the base. It highlights the R in the two initials.
Note to self, next time ask, who the fuck is Z and R? Note to self. Always communicating with the divine, completely esoteric. Alright, it's fine. It's fine. Thank you! Thank you, Saloon! Thank you! I want you to know you are always in my top 10. Okay, top 5. Yep, top 5. If I had to pick top 5, top 5 gods. Alright. This is Ambition talking to herself.
Ambition, shut the fuck up. We're trying to sleep.
Excuse you. Fucking tuxedo mask.
Sailor Moon.
God damn it. all right, man. I'm gonna cry.
Well, she learned her faith from her mother. And if she's carving a devotion, maybe these are her children or grandchildren or something like that. Someone she's particularly close to.
We need more information.
Good news if true.
We need more information from an insider perspective amongst the werewolves.
Wait, how big is this statue?
It'll probably be around 7 inches. You can hold it in your hand.
How bad of an idea would it be to take this with us?
Don't, no. I'll stop you.
I was actually wondering the same, but
fucking feel like rogues,
that would
man.
Be disrespectful to Mariah.
No, we've gotten our answer. Saloon herself has given us our answer. We need not interfere or tamper with her shrine.
Assuming that these are her children, wouldn't it be more disrespectful to Mariah to have to kill her children? Because they don't know that we're the good guys?
We?
Taking the statue with us is not going to help that.
I don't think we're expecting to have to fight the Torinescu clan. Because
they
have been nearly destroyed, and they are the former leaders, not the current leaders. So if we find them, they're definitely going to be able, you know, against the current leaders.
Perhaps there are those amongst the current cadre of werewolves who are still loyal to the Torianescus. No revolution is ever seamless.
I agree. However, we do need just more information. And if you touch the shrine, I will sever your hands.
I find it interesting that this is the one thing you don't want to defile, Ambition.
Name one religious location that I have defiled.
No, I'm not sorry. Religious locations, that's where we draw the line, you know. Cutting priests' tongues out, that's 100% A-okay.
A, he wasn't a priest, and B, the tongue was magic.
They said the werewolves don't come to town very often. I thought his
girlfriend was the Tin Man.
Yeah. But the werewolves come at night often. But when they do come at night, they kind of scratch at the walls, but I mean, they clearly are not trying very hard to actually get in. I wonder if it's possible that the werewolves that they're dealing with locally are also followers of Selune, and they're coming at night to the... They want to visit the shrine. And they clearly are not...
That is my assumption.
Yeah, they're clearly not willing to slaughter the town to get to the shrine. That would be out of character for a follower of Selune, I think. So maybe...
Perhaps these werewolves are the dissidents I was talking about. Maybe they're looking for the Torianescus.
Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid most of the Torianescus are gone.
Are there werewolves around tonight?
There have been plenty of knights and armies who have invaded entire other countries looking for the rightful heir to the throne.
Can we please talk to Agnes first before we do anything else?
I'm okay with that.
Yes, I will not take the statue.
Good.
I do take quite my hand enjoy off my sword. My hand.
Wondering if these werewolves come tonight, maybe we should try to talk to them.
I wonder if...
More than welcome to give it a shot.
I wonder if Ambition's silver tongue is extra effective against werewolves.
That really rules out cuddlingus, doesn't it?
I was thinking the same thing. I really was.
Is that one of TK's personalities coming out to say that?
I should have said that in Dimitri's voice.
Dimitri, yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you have seen, but since you burned down the windmill, I erased it masterfully.
Yeah, masterfully. I definitely don't see what is essentially a sticky over it. It's fine.
just put a sticky burn over it.
It's like a round token stamp of exactly the right shade. God damn it, Gibbs. I see you. Motherfucker. Okay. So we speak with Agnes. We ask if she might know who the inscription on the statue is referring to.
Agnes does not seem to have a clue about this. Sorry. Doesn't ring a bell.
Understood. Your Lady of Moonlight spoke with
you. She did?
She did. She showed us the path forward. Though questions still remain.
Her guidance is all we need to survive through these difficult times.
Indeed. Ilya, you had some questions?
Well, no, just if she recognized any a couple or, you know, brother and sister whose names might have started with CNR.
I mean, that inscription would have been placed well before the statue was put in. So, Agnes
maybe not.
Might have had, like, third or fourth hand knowledge, but...
I mean, that statue might have been here for 200 years.
I mean, I'm not saying there isn't validity in asking the question. I am simply stating my understanding.
I cast carbon dating.
Anyway.
Yes. So here it is. You have 2 days to slay the permafrost demon before the storm arrives. You can also, well, you're pretty close to the source of the river here.
We could go check out the waterfall. If this river is supposedly sacred to the worship of Talun, then likely this river serves some sort of historic or religious significance, if not not to these people, but rather the werewolves. We could find more answers there. Or more questions.
If I remember correctly, that is not the location that we found that was supposedly the location that was sacred to Salune, right? Because I think that was in the south.
Yes.
Werewolf territory.
Yeah, you were told by General Kreskov that the south has these white snow fields that are sacred to the werewolves, and that's where they rejuvenate during the full moon if their bodies are unable to heal.
Got it.
It's their spawn point.
Are we going to become spawn campers?
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
We're going to get there and we're going to find the werewolves and camped around it. And yeah, anyway.
Well, I can scout ahead on my horse if you like.
Yeah, that won't be at all detectable going through the heart of werewolf country. So good idea. Let's see.
Faster, a horse or a werewolf?
No.
As much as I want the answer werewolf, to where this,
it's never just a werewolf. It's the werewolf and all their friends.
As much as I would like to investigate this waterfall, I believe our first priority is to the well-being and safeguard of the village during our escort. Yes?
I'm inclined to agree.
Yes.
Because if we meet our end or are delayed along the river, then that's an entire town wiped off the map.
It wouldn't be the first in Barovia, but I see your point.
I say we rest, get back that fourth level spell slot, run out, make short, quick work of the elementals, and then go from there.
Agreed.
If we have enough time, we can search the waterfall. If we have time before we have to move. Otherwise, we'll come back.
Yeah, I think that has to be our priority. We can't get too distracted.
What?
Sorry, I was paying attention to something else. Did you say something?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. I have an ear infection.
By the way, I have a glitch where Agnes is stuck on my screen. I don't know if that's the case for all of you as well.
No.
The name is.
Name in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, she's in the corner of my screen. I can't.
Yeah, she lives
just
there.
Just her name, not her picture.
Not her home.
Yeah. She'll just be our friend as we go along. Give her some pom-poms.
Agnes is the new Irina. Can she fight?
No.
All right. So rest tomorrow. Go out an hour or so from the village, set a giant bonfire, and hide and wait. Is that our plan?
Sounds about right.
Yep.
No objections.
All right. One question. Choose your battlefield. You'll have two options in terms of what you can find nearby here. The village. One is a big, snowy, open field. No place to hide, but you can see everything coming from any direction. The other would be, well, very dense winter forest and uneven ground.
I kind of like the second option.
That's
I would like to provide cover for Felix. Exactly.
Well, with your frankly freakish ability for perception, I don't think covering of trees will do much to hide anything from you.
Just so you know, you have a little.
Even succeed.
Just so you know, Arsino, you have a little bit of a pimple building, but right between your eyes.
It could, no, if it rolls a nat 20 on its stealth.
I'm inclined to the second option as well.
If I can post quarters, it doesn't matter whether there are trees around me or not.
I'll ask if we can borrow some logging equipment, some logging axes, before we head out.
Well, Agnes will gladly provide you anything you need.
I think, what, three logging axes that ought to do? Felix, I no offense.
Yeah. No, none taken.
I mean, I could ask for four if it makes you feel better. Would you like to just carry one around?
What are you going to do with an axe?
If your response is to no offense is, there was none until you mentioned it.
I mean, do we need to tire ourselves out chopping firewood, we could just light the trees on fire directly.
I think we should maybe not start a forest fire.
Ambition, look around you. How far do you think a fire can burn in this cold with a storm coming?
You would be surprised.
As long as we don't use Felix's alchemist's fire, I suppose.
It would also cause some difficulty in our escape and draw unwanted attention.
We're all, like, camped out in a cottage, right?
Yeah.
Currently, yes.
Do we have a fire going?
Yep.
Like a little campfire or something? Can we use control flames to suppress that fire down to an ember?
Yes.
And I'll use control flames again to bring it up to twice its size before letting it go back to normal.
Oh my. Have you always been able to do that?
I've been practicing in the wake of your proclivity.
I'm just going to interrupt you mid sentence. I wonder what inspired you to learn that spell. That's very curious. Does anyone want a marshmallow?
Arsenal just stares daggers. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I'm going to look at Felix with one of those, do you think we'll bone someday looks.
What?
What the? What?
No, like me and Arsenal, I mean.
You know, I've been expecting that for a while.
Ah,
what the fuck kind of expression is that? I've never.
That's sort of like a suggestive wink and nod back towards you, essentially.
I know exactly what look that is. Uh-huh. I'm gonna post it right here. First thing I thought about.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Way to eat a max level smite to the forehead.
Yeah. When you're done risen up our paladin, let's think about this a little bit. The control flame, we're really good at making flame. How much flame can you actually control?
Well, according to the spell,
it also doesn't work on magical flames.
Yeah, so we can't use the alchemist fire for this.
And we can't use
fine.
The fireball.
I wasn't thinking about that.
I can instantly extinguish flames within a 5-foot cube every round, essentially.
5-foot cube is a fucking big fire, actually.
Yeah, but how fast wildfires spread?
Yeah. Well, there's snow. The fire's not going to burn through the snow. I mean, if it's that important, we can choose a bonfire in the middle of the open field if you're worried enough about it.
Aren't you a cleric? Don't you have create and destroy water?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. I'm not that kind of cleric.
Not that kind of cleric. That's every kind of cleric, isn't it?
This isn't Baldur's Gate.
But let's say the villagers are worried about being attacked as they exit. They're clearly not going to be bringing their bonfires with them, so we probably don't need a giant bonfire, like a house-sized fire, to attract these elementals. So, yeah, like a 5-foot cleared space is not a terrible thing to find, a terribly hard thing to find in the forest. We could clear it ourselves if we need to.
I was just suggesting we light one or two trees on fire.
Well, what say you that we make the fire about an hour or two's trek towards the west so that we're not moving towards werewolf territory, and this way, if we want, we might be able to reignite the fire before we attempt our escape to draw in more of the elementals, should any of them survive.
West seems as good of a place as any. We don't want it to be too much in the direction that we're going to be taking them to Kresik anyway, so.
Yes, sure. But if we go northeast, for example, end up moving towards werewolf territory.
Not into the werewolf territory. A giant fire is likely to attract their attention as well. Okay, we bring the elementals to us with the bonfire, and then we do what? We spring from our hiding places and
murder.
Be more specific in your preferred murder technique.
Are we ambushing the elementals?
I've actually got an idea. We've got a bit of an idea. We've got plenty of excess rope. What say we dip it into some oil and we create a... we lay this oil rope down on the ground in a perimeter around the fire, and once they come in, we ignite it, which will trap them inside.
If we do that strategy, I feel like being in the clearing might be a smarter decision.
I mean, aside from that, it's a simple survivalist traps that we... That's about it.
I could also cast wall of fire in a circle.
Oh, well, that worked. I don't know.
that is a good idea. I'm still against the idea of doing it in a giant field, though. They will see us well before they get into our range.
Well, my plan would be for me to use my fire magic to keep them on me, since it sounds like they are attracted to heat and attempt to snuff out heat more than anything. So I keep the fire going. I take the hits. St. Andrew will help protect me. Ambition will heal me. And then Felix and...
Do I have to?
Knight. Daggers again. Fuck you. And then Felix and the knight, she repeats, can clean them up, essentially.
Do what we do best.
Hit stuff not, real good.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. I wish we knew how many to expect. That only works if there's one or two, maybe three. But if we encounter more than that, perhaps you're not going to want to have them all clustered on you. If that happens, we might need to split their party. Cursed me, Ilya, you have a giant flaming sword. That might be helpful if that is comes down to it.
I was going to say it might be prudent to let me borrow that sword if I'm going to be the lighthouse for this fight. And then also, if we get overwhelmed, I am loath to propose this as an option, but ambition, fuck you. Ambition, you're able to cast Death Ward, are you not?
Yes.
Death Ward and Fireball at my own feet.
That is funny. I like this.
Hey, Gibbs, what is...
I like the idea of you blowing yourself up.
What is your...
I'm all for this plan.
What is your rules on dipping arrows into fire to make them into flaming arrows?
So you would need to use oil to make it into oil diminution. And from that, you can use any source of fire to ignite them. That would require an interaction, I believe. Object interaction.
Okay.
So oil is a bonus action, like a potion, to coat ammunition, and an interaction to light it on fire with a source.
So
you just need an oil pot.
Yeah, I have some oil.
Yeah. We get a free interaction per turn. Is that how that works? Object.
Yes, object interactions are one per turn.
And would I be able to coat like a quiver of arrows and then interaction to light one at a time? Or do I have to bonus action coat it and then one at a time for each round?
The former. One vial gives you, I believe, 5 coatings of ammunition.
Okay. Then that'll be my fire plan. I'll light them off the bonfire or whatever other handy source of fire I can get next to.
I don't really do fire, so I'll just stick to protecting the rest of you.
So you didn't do ambition. Fire at Bluto's place, right?
No, not at all.
Darling.
Yes.
What in the 9 hells do you mean you don't do fire?
I don't do fire.
You know, I think my vision still hasn't fully recovered.
I think maybe not.
Light of the explosion you caused in the caves underneath.
That wasn't me doing a fire. They had explosive barrels. That's on them.
It's true that
I don't have a single fire spell.
What do they say about arguing with fools?
They track you down to your level and beat you with experience.
Thank you. I'm going to bed.
Oh, good night! Blessings of Salune upon you.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I won't have fire until I get flame strike.
All right, well, it seems that we have a plan. We have the beginnings of a plan, at least.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, at dawn, we plan more.
If I don't think you're going to have a combat this session. I can only stay for maybe like 10, 15 more minutes tops.
Fine, I'm happy stopping at the rest point.
Yeah, we can stop at the long rest point, and next session we can plan during the week, and next session we cut through to the forest encounter itself. Just let me know exactly what you will want to plan. I can provide you the tile for where the encounter is going to take place.
I'm just going to buff whoever is going to be tanking. My involvement in the plan is very little.
It's a low quality screenshot, but there you go.
Okay. Yeah, we may be setting a few of those bushes or trees on fire, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm guessing this is a ravine going through the middle.
Yeah. The terrain this far north is almost at the base of a mountain. So instead of even ground in a forest, it's very rocky with several points of elevation and little ravines cutting through.
I mean, hold up. What's the material component of Breath of Warding? Oh, yeah, no, I'm not wasting a diamond.
who has the... Do we have the Blood Money crossbow, or was that someone, or was that the past people that got that? I can't remember.
That's the past people.
Okay.
Don't worry, you'll have a chance to get it back in the future.
Wow, spoilers.
I'm realizing right now that I do have access to protection from energy.
Useful.
It's resistance to an element.
Does TK have ranged options?
I do, actually. I just prefer not to use them. I can Eldritch Blast.
Because my idea is just to have them all in the ravine on me while you guys rain down hell on them. Actually, TK, you have natural resistance to cold, don't you?
No, that's one of the ones I don't have.
No. Oh, yeah, no, I'm thinking of the Arkenfast guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I think either TK can be down there with me and hit them with the flaming sword, or you can rain down hell with the other two. I don't know.
Well, I'm thinking if I create a ring, a firewall, too. It'll be one of those you're locked in here with me type of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that's a ravine that's going to channel them, you could potentially create one down the ravine.
True.
Yeah, the people are up on the edges of the ravine. We'll stop them from moving out.
Yeah, we might be able to work
that.
Could trap them at the bottom of the ravine with that ring of fire, and then I misty step out and fireball down.
Well, you know, if you put the bonfire in that ravine such that they will need to be in the ravine to see it, maybe, we could stay hidden and you can open with the wall of fire or even a fireball. And then whichever one we don't open with, we would use for crowd control later. You can hem them in with that wall of fire, perhaps, on the side we don't want them to be on, if there is one. If we can manage to stay hidden until we fireball them or firewall them, then that's, like, surprise. And we might be able to get a little bit more fighting in before they have a chance to react. That would be helpful for us.
That's a good idea.
All right, I'll prepare all that for next session.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. Had
all
fun.
All right. Y'all take care. Yourselves. Thank you for coming. I hope you had a good time, and I'll catch you next week.
Excellent. Okay. See you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.